Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels with Major League Baseball on pause for its annual All-Star break. Tonight, the Home Run Derby will take place in Philadelphia. Philly favorites Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper headline the field of those swinging for the fences. The Athletics, who've lost 13 of their last 14 games going into the All-Star break, today dismissed pitching coach Scott Emerson, who'd been with the team since 2003. The Board of Regents of the University of Michigan expected later this week to discuss the status of Athletic Director Ward Manuel amidst reports that his job may be in jeopardy. Multiple scandals have occurred under Manuel's watch, most notably issues involving former football coaches Jim Harbaugh and Sherrone Moore, and the departure of basketball coach Dusty May. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives your weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. I am in a mood today, buddy.
Well, we have...
Weird.
We have a little bit of a caper to solve here at the radio station. We had a nice little show planned out today, but quite honestly, I don't know how much of that we're going to get to because, well, we have a situation. Did they talk about this on Rothman and Ice? Did King talk about it?
I heard them talking about it. I heard Adam talking about it. I didn't catch the entire segment,
how
but I heard him yelling about poop to some extent.
All right.
Well, I'm not sure what they hit on or where they left off with the and the investigation is ongoing. We cannot seem to get to the bottom of this, and our timeline has shrunk. So do you want to set this whole thing up of like what happened, what's going on?
Let me set up the show.
Yeah,
and then we'll get to that.
All right.
And we're going to put on our investigative journalist hat. And you know, the ironic thing is, if 10 TV actually did an investigation of this, it'd be the highest rated thing they do all year long.
I think so. When is sweeps week? Is that coming up sometime soon in the fall?
We still have that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, we got Foodgasm at 4:46. I had one of the best burgers I ever had this weekend. I'll tell you about it at 4:46.
I look forward to hearing about that.
Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark live in Philadelphia. He is at the All-Star Game for the Home Run Derby. We're going to do him a little bit early today because he requested that. He's a very busy man. So we'll do him at 5 o'clock today instead of 5:30.
We've got to get ready for the Derby. He's got a lot going on.
That's right.
His hometown, Jason Stark.
By the way, speaking of the Derby, I saw that the Derby, I knew it, but I forgot it, is going to be on Netflix tonight.
I forgot that too.
Not on ESPN.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
As Teddy reminded me, also on Netflix at the same time is WWE Raw.
Mm.
And so you're going to have a lot. Do they have the bandwidth? We're going to have some buffering tonight?
I hope so.
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
They chose to have two major events on at the same time.
I know what Teddy's going to be watching, and it's not the baseball.
Can we double box that, Teddy?
Oh, Teddy like loves double box. Like how you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Like having our own little app that you can, you know, take things from different apps, but what about from the same app?
Netflix should have that.
Netflix
tonight,
should have
right?
an option for
absolutely.
That, right? If they have multiple sports, I'm gonna give Netflix some advanced credit and say that they'll have something like that available.
Okay, we'll
even
see.
Even though I could be wrong, and I probably am.
All right, so here's what we know. So on Saturday, this was Saturday, right?
This is all Saturday we're talking about.
Yep. We had a local show on the air from 10 to 1.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Saturday. It was Tito And it was Reimer.
And Reimer.
On the air for Fan Sports Saturday.
Our guy Nate was producing.
Right. Now, we have watched a lot of the security footage. Unfortunately, we don't have all of what we need to have because there are certain blind spots in here, and we're really working with one camera. But between that time, because it wasn't there before the show, and about 2 o'clock, over by Cole Bartemus's desk, the loose cannon,
mm-hmm.
Adam King also sits over there, and Nicole sits in that same cubicle area.
Right. It's the old 10 TV hub. It was Dom. It was Nicole, Adam, boom, boom, boom. And then on the other side by the printer, you had Cole and then Ryan Baker sit there.
Right. So yeah. Between the hours of 10 and 2, a physical and not insignificant turd appeared on the carpet.
It's not just a turd. There's like a sizable turd, and then there's other clusters of feces as well.
Almost like it
around
had been
it.
Tracked around.
Like it was tracked around or stepped in or, tracked in. Yeah.
Right. Reimer was the last person out the door from that show. He said he got out very early at about 1:05. And he said he didn't notice anything at that time, but maybe it was so fresh, and that's why he didn't notice it. Nicole then was the first TV person in.
Hold on, just to clarify, we don't know when Nate departed, but we do know that Reimer left after Tito and his son, who was here, hanging out
right,
with
Tito
him.
Right, Tito had his son
during the
here
show
the entire time.
So those two folks were gone, and Reimer then left a little bit after and said he didn't notice anything at all. So then the timeline is extremely small before Adam and
that's
Nicole
right
come onto the scene.
That's right, because Nicole comes on the scene about 1:35 or so.
We're talking 20 minutes,
she's
possibly
the first one to see it when she comes in, and she smells it, and she sees it. Then King comes in. It's a whole thing.
King's filming it on his phone. He's going nuts while he's narrating his own little video.
The weather people that are in here from 10 TV, they come in here. They view it.
they view it.
They view the turd.
There's a viewing of the
feces.
Well,
it's not every single day you walk into work and there's just a physical lump of crap on the floor.
I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a piece of crap on a floor inside, outside of my son being 4 years old, and he actually decided to just take a crap right on the basement floor.
Well, there's more to it. I know that Reimer said he didn't see anything, but I want to examine all the possibilities here. That's what I'm here for. All right, you're here for knee-jerk reactions. I'm here to examine the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence number one, is that what we're calling it?
I don't know what you're about to say is evidence number one, so
Reimer,
let's find out.
Reimer said he didn't see anything when he left at 1:05. However, one thing I know about Reimer, and I say this with the utmost respect and admiration, is that he is an idiot. And so there is a good chance
there could have been
there
a
was crap
dead
on
body
that floor
laying
yeah, that's right
on top of the ping pong table, and he might not have seen it if he was fixed on his nachos at the microwave.
There's a good chance that it was already on the floor. He didn't see it, and then he exited the building. So it could have been there before 1:05.
That's true. It very well could have. I'm questioning that myself, because even as we're talking to Reimer about this, we had the conversation with him right before we came on the air. He came in at like 2:50. We sat there. You, me, and King are sitting there.
We interrogated him.
He comes in and we just said, Reimer, you sit down here, please. He's like, oh, boy. And even then, he's got that look. He has that look in his eye. You know the look I'm talking about. And he's got that smile, too, where it makes you wonder, are you following all of this with what we're asking?
Well, again, you... Like, King doesn't have a ton of interaction with Reimer, and I think he looked at Reimer's face and body language and said, this is a man who knows something. I took it the other way. I look at his face and body language and say, this is a man who knows nothing.
I agree
about
with you.
Anything
yeah
in life.
I do agree
Reimer,
with you.
You ever see a turd?
which is why it leads me to believe I can't really take what he's saying because you probably missed it.
His eyewitness testimony.
I think you're innocent.
Seriously.
Yeah, I think he's on the innocent side.
I don't think he's the one that crapped, and I don't think he knows who crapped, but I also can just picture him walking right past it and not even seeing it.
Would he know if crap fell out of his own pant leg?
I think he'd be aware of that.
What if he were reading a tweet about Caleb Wilson and North Carolina basketball?
No,
who, of course, doesn't play for them anymore. But
I wouldn't
put
it past him to accidentally step in the crap and traipse it around.
And not even know.
Unknowingly.
Because, Roy Williams coming back to coach again.
But I don't think it just slipped out of his ass. I'm going to say that. Yeah, I don't think he was the original crapper. The other wrinkle to this, though, is, by coincidence, this weekend, around the same time frame, Timmy, you had a card.
I have a couple of cards. You know, you guys know I love cards, and I keep a few of my favorite ones. I have these little plastic card holders. I've gotten you. I've gotten Teddy. Some cards that I've picked up here and there. What do you have? The Scott Podsednik autograph? I got you the
Leaky Black.
Leaky Black auto.
Ironic
which is a cool
that we
one.
Had a little Leaky Black right here on the carpet this weekend.
A little leaky something out here. And Teddy, you got like a nice Jay Novacek auto, like numbered auto card. And I recently ripped a really slick Onnit Carnell Tate City Limits, low numbered. And I actually can't remember what the number is because the photo that I have of it is just of the front side, but it's a really cool, unmistakable card. It's shiny. It kind of has a glimmer to it. And it was in the center spot. And come in Monday, I noticed this. You wonder like what you'll notice about your desk. My eyes went right to this because there's a JD5, a Jaden Daniels card that's a rookie pigskin that's right next to it, and it was gone. So we're missing
the Carnell,
Tate football card.
And you said
it's gone.
It's like a $200 card.
These things fluctuate. It could be around a $200 card.
And look, maybe you're saying,
where you look.
I'm going to stick up for you because I'm always giving you a hard time, and I will continue to give you a hard time.
As you should.
But, you know, someone had said, well, Timmy, why you have that valuable card on your desk? Well, you have it on your desk because this is an office. This is your place of business.
It's key card locked
and
in here.
And you wouldn't
I trust
expect
the people
that
in here.
You have to lock your stuff up in the office. That's ridiculous.
It is.
That somebody just walked off with this card around the same time someone crapped on the floor. Now we have to take a break, but if you're saying, are we
done
crap with this yet?
We got
no.
Lost cards.
We got
Pets' heads falling off.
We are just diving in to all of this mess.
I can tell you, I don't like it. I don't like it for 1 minute.
I don't like it one bit. I did examine some security footage, so I'll tell you about that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at slowdown due to an accident that's on Alum Creek Drive at Livingston Avenue. We also have delay due to a crash on eastbound International Gateway at Seltzer Road. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Give them joy on Put-in Bay. Laughter jumping into the pool, delight from a hole-in-one, and amusement riding a train, golf cart, and carousel. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Morning Juice is now live on YouTube. Join Bobby Carpenter and Jeff Bedoff weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
Just search 971 The Fan to catch the live experience or watch on demand.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
That mostly sunny sky for the morning hours continues right into the afternoon. There's a very slim chance of a passing shower later on. Otherwise, it's warm, highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Warmer yet for tomorrow, lots of sunshine with highs in lower 90s. Heat index well into the 90s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Okay, more with the great 97.1 The Fan weekend crapper caper in just a minute. But I'd like to tell you about my friends. I'd like to talk about something happy for just a minute. Can you indulge me, please? They're my friends. They're your friends. I'm talking about Tri-State Men's Health.
Erectile dysfunction's happy?
Well, you know what?
Having a solution for it is.
They're in the game with a lot of men's health issues now, wouldn't you say? We're helping with weight loss. We got low testosterone.
Right.
What would you say the OG is? Like the real, like hardcore meat and potatoes. Is that tackling old Ed? Ha! ED?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Erectile dysfunction.
That's going to make you the happiest when you turn that frown upside down.
There used to be no solution for it.
But now there
is. Back in biblical times, you couldn't get it up. Well, that's just the end of that.
But not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You just go to tristatemenshealth.com. You go to one of their lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, Westerville, right over there in Hilliard, right next to Fishies as well. You can give them a high five and then head right in there and something else will have a high five.
You think if one of the apostles had that problem, they'd ask Jesus about it? Say, Jesus, like Peter comes up to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, last night me and Mrs. Peter were trying to get it on and I just couldn't get it up. Can you do a little wave? Just a little hand wave for me. You think Jesus would help with the AD?
I do. Yeah.
I think he would, too.
I do.
Because he likes Peter.
He does.
And he wants Peter to be happy. He wants Peter to procreate.
Well, you know what?
These people at Tri-State Men's Health, modern day Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus isn't walking around anymore. Now, maybe when he was walking around, he was doing this. But after thousands of years, no Jesus.
He had really to pass mind, on his body, spirit to someone else.
Now, Tri-State Men's Health, they are your best option for dealing with ED. Now that we don't have Jesus to do it for you. So go see them. And you know what he can do with the simple wave? We're using advanced medical science to get the job done. So you know it's good. Some of the treatments have success rates over 90%, and some of them can have you last an hour or more. Dear God! You think Jesus can help you do that?
No, even he can't.
He wouldn't want you going an hour or more. He'd say that's too much.
Too much.
But we say, go as long as you like. TriStateMen'sHealth.com.
All right, we're trying to figure this out. Someone took a crap here at the radio station this weekend.
Or something.
Well, that's the other
thing.
And I'm talking, if you're just joining us, took a crap, not in the toilet where a crap would be, but just in the office, on the floor, on the carpet. Also, Timmy had a $200 card stolen off of his desk, a Carnell Tate card.
Poor little Carnell.
Now,
everybody loves Carnell Tate.
These two things are unrelated. However, I tend to think that whoever's responsible for the crap is also responsible for the theft. However,
it just seems odd. It's just been an odd weekend.
Let's look at some obvious situations. Could it be an animal? Now, there's two thoughts. It would not surprise me at all if, because this place is disgusting. This 10 TV building that we live in, it's full of asbestos and it's old and it's decrepit.
It's not insulated.
No,
it's
not wired. They put lipstick on a pig.
The HVAC system doesn't come over to this side of the building properly.
They remodel in theory, but really it's just window dressing. So it would not surprise me at all if like a possum lives in the dumbwaiter that we have, the inactive dumbwaiter.
Oh, yeah.
That we have.
No, I think that sucker actually works. It's one of the few things in this building that does work.
So perhaps something snuck out and took a poop. Now, this would not be a rat or a mouse. This pile was too big for that. And I've seen rat and mouse droppings, and it does not resemble that. This is more of a mammal. Well, I guess those are mammals,
You're big into noticing rat and mouse scat. Like, you have a good, like...
Well, they're more of the pellet variety.
Photographic memory
this
for
is,
that.
This is not... a pellet poo.
You're right. I agree. I mean, I think they would be of that pellet variety, the smaller rodents.
Swirl to the top of it.
A little Nabisco ding.
A little
to the top.
So it could be that, you know, something raccoon got loose in here, took a crap, and then scurried away rudely and did not raise his hand and say, I took crap. The other possibility.
He just didn't know better.
And I actually saw this from someone in the YouTube chat, and I think it needs to be examined. You know, I watch a lot of the Law and Order, and sometimes the people who report the crime, you'd think it would make no sense, right? But they say a lot of times if someone reports an arson, the person who reports it is actually at fault.
I got it.
They're the arsonist.
It's the whole, you go back to who farted when we were kids. We had all of those
whoever smelt
sayings.
It dealt it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so perhaps the person who's been outraged the most about the actual feces has been Adam King. And we know from experience that Adam King has brought his dog in here. We also know from experience that Adam King treats his dog like a toddler, okay? And Adam King is known to bring his dog into restaurants where the dog doesn't belong.
Oh my God.
And
he's even done like dog drop-offs with his mother.
His mother watches the dog every day.
He would like have to race to work and he wouldn't have time to do the drop-off, so he'd crack the windows open. God, I hope Anthony Rothman's not listening to the radio anymore. He'd have the windows to the car door open. He'd go out there every couple of minutes until mom came by, and then they'd do a dog exchange in the parking lot like it's some kind of strange drug deal.
So we've got some people talking about how it could be Adam King's dog. The problem with that theory is we would have seen on the footage, the security camera footage, would have seen Adam and the dog coming in. At some point, there's only one entrance from the outside that leads to that area, and we did not see him come in with the dog.
I mean, there are ways to get into that part of the building without being seen by the ping pong security cam, but it'd be odd. You'd have to, come in. Yeah,
he wouldn't go all the way around.
You're not going in the front door and then going around the back way and down the back staircase.
Not with the dog. No.
If you were bringing the dog in, you'd be coming in that garage door entrance and it'd be a quick pop in and then a quick pop out.
Because as much as I'd love to blame
a four-legged friend,
everything on Adam King, I don't think it has to do with him or the dog.
Well, here's my other theory, though, is the last time I tried to blame something on Adam King, because he had started to get that kind of reputation, did he not, around here?
Yeah.
What happened with the great Odyssey putter disappearance,
Timmy,
of 2025? It just hit its one-year anniversary a few weeks ago.
In here that magically disappeared. You thought it was Adam King who took the putter.
In reality, because he loves golf, and he's here a lot when I am, and I know he likes to putt around in the office.
It was Tito.
It was Jeff Thidoff.
Jeff Thidoff, who said he mistook it for his own putter.
And that was the thing. It was the reasoning of why Tito took it was what shocked me, because it all came down from his side was that, oh, I thought it was mine. I thought it was my putter. So that's what it was. You just thought that your putter was back there in our desk space for what, Mike? 2 years?
Yeah,
how long
have
I had this? This putter is actually in my bag. Like, I'm actually playing with it when I play golf now, because I've loved this putter. I've had this for 25 years, since I was in college, since I was 19 years old. It's an original, like, Odyssey 2-ball, like, old-style, first-era type of putter. Still has the original grip on it. I like it because it's so buttery smooth. I won't change it. That one went missing because he thought it was his. And the putter that turned out to be the one that he was looking for was a junior girl's purple putter.
Nothing like what he took.
How could any human, like, think that that is mine when this is actually what I'm looking for? And it was gone for a couple of days, and I freaked out about it. I'm like, this is strange. Like, who would have taken this? Is someone playing a trick on me? And then that's what he said. He said what he said, and he brought it back. Ha ha, I've got the putter
so
now.
So your putter disappears. Jeff Thidoff took it. Jeff Thidoff was also in the building during this exact same time frame.
Yes, him
this weekend.
And son,
him
Artie
and
Lang,
son
were here this weekend.
His son's name is Artie Lang?
Yes, his son is named after Artie Lang. He kept calling him Artie this, Artie that. Oh, Artie boy.
Okay. Did he also do so much drugs his nose just collapsed onto itself?
Yes.
Okay. How old's his son?
I don't know. I fixed him to be about 9, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Nine-ish?
I believe so.
I know something about 9-year-olds. I have one.
Mm-hmm. And, I had one, too.
I know that. Well, you don't have a 9-year-old now. Mine is currently 9. And what I know about 9-year-olds is that they lie. And sometimes they like to test boundaries. There's a possibility that Tito's son is the one that not only is responsible for the turd, but also for the theft of your $200 Carnell Tate card
but
that you had on your desk.
It goes back to you know, do we know if Reimer saw something or not? Because he was here.
I understand, but again, it's Reimer.
No smelly crappy. And then there was only a 15-minute window before King and then Coco showed up. Did Aaron White, our meteorologist, just run out there and just, bah, and then run back in to give another weather impact alert?
I got a weather impact for you.
Hulk style, just right in the middle of the floor. Make sure I get a piece of Cole's wheel, too.
We wouldn't see him, though. We didn't see him on the footage.
That's right.
I didn't see him go back there. I watched the security footage today.
Shape-shifted back there. I don't know.
I watched security footage, and I think there was a telltale sign of who's responsible on the footage. Now, I don't have a smoking gun, okay? But if you're watching Dateline or Forensic Files, you've seen them put together.
Theory.
You've seen them put together, you know, cases without a body, without any DNA, but there's just so many pieces, it's hard to ignore. And I think I have found the smoking gun in this case. And I'll tell you what it is coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's some slowdown due to a crash if you're on Hamilton Road at Chestnut Hill Drive. And watch out for another delay due to an accident that's on Harrisburg Pike south of Brown Road. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Fresh, fast, and made just for you. Fusion has your cravings covered. Build your perfect 10-piece sushi roll or create your go-to bowl. Keep it real, keep it fresh. Check them out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Are we trying to figure something out? This weekend, we had somebody crap on the floor here at the radio station. We also had a very valuable Carnell Tate trading card get stolen off of Timmy's desk at around the same time. Jeff Didoff was in here. He has a history of taking things by mistake, he says.
Thinking that they were his.
His son.
He brought the putter back, so I get to enjoy it here today.
His son was also in here for the entire three-hour show. I guess that he couldn't find childcare or whatever. I don't know. I don't know the situation.
I would see the guys later on at the Cincinnati Reds game.
You saw Tito and his son?
I don't really know. I don't think this adds a layer to our story. This is just another.
Well, the fact that you saw these
here.
Two the very day.
I saw them hours later. The game was at 7 o'clock. I did not travel down to the city with them. Sarah and I went down, had a little day. We went to the Newport Aquarium, and then we hopped over and went to the Reds game.
They were at the Reds game. This is the same day all this happened. Let me ask you a question. When you saw Tito and his son, were any of them aggressively tugging at their ass?
Not that I was aware of.
All right, well, here's why
I
bring that up.
I wasn't paying a ton of attention to his son because him and his friend sat in the lower row once we got into our little suite. It was a little suite night that the Reds had. I think they do this for all affiliates, and it was very cool. We got a Saturday night game. They lost, as they do. Sorry, Ted, you're the Reds. But
I was able to go back and watch security footage, and I was watching Tito's kid and what he was doing when Dad was on the air.
So a little getting after it?
Well, I mean, there was, you know, things that kids would do in here, playing with my ping pong paddle, which I don't appreciate, doing some pop a shot. Looks like drawing a picture, playing with the phone.
Maybe some doodling.
Stuff like that. But
maybe
he
do we wean doodle at 9, or is that too young?
Well, I don't know.
Everybody's different. Yeah.
Right? He was walking around the office quite a bit. A lot of it was he was going out of frame. He did walk out of frame a couple times. Go back to where your desk is. I can't say that he went back that far, but went out of frame. But the common denominator, and again, I have to preface this by saying he's 9. And 9-year-olds do certain things. My 9-year-old does certain things that maybe an adult wouldn't do.
You don't say.
Yeah, but
yes, that is true.
He did spend an abnormally long period of time picking his ass.
Are we talking
really scratching, getting in there? And it's almost like if someone had crapped on the ground and then didn't get a chance to clean themselves properly, that's going to leave some duty remnants.
And duty some remnants.
Itching. We've all been there,
right?
Where perhaps you don't get things as clean as you like. And then
you have that a lot because of hemorrhoid. And you got to go and go and go and wipe and wipe and wipe and finish with a moist towelette.
I didn't know I was on trial here, but yes, sometimes that happens. And I remedy the situation.
Right. You need to take care of that.
And it looked like he had a little bit of discomfort down there. Now again, could have been a coincidence.
We talking lots of digs, like two or three, or
I'm saying for a
20?
Good half hour.
Half hour.
He was
wait half hour.
He was just
outside the pants, inside the pants.
Well, he was wearing sweats, so you could get pretty far.
Oh, you
outside.
You can get a good yeah, like you can
yeah.
You can get into the crevasse through sweatpant. Maybe if it was like a thick like a denim jean.
No,
you wouldn't get a good scratch.
Now, you would also think, because, you know, Tito came out several times during the commercial breaks to check on his son, make sure everything was okay. You would think that if something was amiss, if there was active duty in his pants, that Tito, being the good father that I'm sure he is,
he would have smelled it.
Son,
what the heck's going on? You need to go to the bathroom.
Do you have to go to the bathroom, son? Is everything okay? So there's a chance that could have been sort of realized by the kid or by the dad.
Hmm. Man.
Who popped down in there?
Who was that? Was that Cole?
Who sat in there?
That was Cole.
What was Cole saying?
He was looking for like a pack of gum that he had or some type
Cole,
of...
Cole, we got bigger fish to fry than a pack of Trident. All right, buddy?
It's disappeared as well.
Also, he had something stolen from his desk.
He said that's where he thought it was, and it's missing now. So
a good fresh pack of gum?
I believe
that
so.
On his desk?
We have a missing pack of gum. We have a missing $200 Carnell Tate football card.
And
the
gums just come to light.
And what? We're getting more evidence, Timmy.
I need to know.
And we have a turd on the ground.
I need to know what kind of gum and what flavor it was, okay? Because
Cole looks like a juicy fruit type of guy.
If it was a pack of juicy fruit, then again, it would like point to adolescence, right? And things we love when we're a kid. I don't know what's going on. We don't know. This is what we do. We're searching for answers. Do you think I'll ever see that card again? If you had to call it right now, because again, it could have been somebody else. There was Sunday action. I don't know. I just know it was at my desk on Friday when we left. And it wasn't here's one of the first things I noticed when you scan your desk. And I got news for you. I'm cleaning everything up. It's going to look like I was fired. And don't start wishing and hoping. All right. You're going to look over at that desk, see it emptied out. And you're going to get.
Oh, yeah. Timmy gone. Oh, no.
Oh, baby. Woo. But then you're going to still see me working there in a sterile environment. I'm going to get it down to like Beamer's desk. Seen his desk? It's nothing there. That's what mine's going to look like. And the few things I have are going to be in those drawers. People wonder who the hell locks their stuff in these little drawers. That's going to be me from now on. Locked tighter than a drum.
Now, you had a couple other cards on the desk that weren't taken. Cards that were also valuable.
I had the JD5, the Jaden Daniels Prism was the other cool one. Rookie card. The guys at Midwest Sports Cards, they just sent that to me directly in a care package. That was awesome. And then I ripped another one. It was a cool little Kirill Marchenko card, upper deck, second deck. Other than that, those are there. Those remain.
Those were not taken.
To lead you to believe, it would have been a Buckeye fan because...
Only the Carnell
Tate. No jackets, no Washington Commanders, even though that's a hot card. I would definitely buy low on a Jaden Daniels right now with the market. He's going to have a better year. I don't know, man. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't think I'm saying that card.
I have my theories.
Sometimes I wish someone would just serve me a big plate of that asbestos that's hanging from the rafters upstairs.
No, the ironic thing about this place is that it'll kill you. but slowly. Like, I want to die quick.
I tell you what, I'm almost ready for that nice walk out back under the television tower.
Where's that bison right from back. Yellowstone? Just come on over and gore me in the face like you did that stupid idiot. Gore me right in the face.
Wasn't that guy fine? Wasn't he okay?
I think he had to go to the hospital. Well, how could he be fine?
Of course he went to the hospital, but he lived.
He got gored up the butt and flew 10 feet in the air.
That's the one thing he had going, is that he wasn't like that guy running with the bulls in Pamplona. He didn't get the horn right up his ace, and it didn't just tear through everything.
Teddy, did you see the footage of that? Oh, that guy this weekend?
Saw it? Absolutely.
Yeah, I watched it 5 times. It's not the buffalo's fault.
No,
it's
a wild animal,
season, man. It's a wild, yeah, it's a wild animal.
Testosterone,
and you know,
no
animals
low T
can
there.
Have bad days too. That animal was probably just at its wit's end, tired of people taking pictures of it. He said, "I'm this stupid idiot." What was he wearing? He was wearing something stupid.
So
too.
No, there was a guy with a big ZZ Top beard. He's the one that took it. Like
right.
He was wearing suspenders and a big ZZ Top beard and glasses. He was taking the photos. He got sent 20 feet into the air. He did his own Air Jordan logo as he flipped around, and he was with some kid that was wearing a Jarvis Landry Dolphins jersey.
He great probably jersey, got man. The Buffalo got pissed off at the jersey. Jarvis Landry.
That guy got a lot of receptions, but man, he really sucked when it came down to it.
All right, so we think we know, but we don't know.
Well,
you're never seeing that card again, too. That card's gone.
No. I'll be buying that one again on eBay, locking it up at home.
We do have photographic evidence of the turd. I don't know if that's something for us to share with you on social media or not,
yeah,
or
yeah,
if that's
why not?
Like police footage
that's
at this point, and we can't release it to the public.
That's not below us. Teddy, we'll get that photo to you right away. In the break. I'll go get on that right now, Mike.
All right, we got to dedicate the program to somebody. And hey, Ohio State is number one. Yes, we're actually going to move on from this caper and talk about Ohio State being number one coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident that's blocking the left lane, causing delay on northbound 270 before US 33 on the east outer belt. And you're looking at about a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Cook Road. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
As a secret radio station, it's called The Fan 2. You can listen to The Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye Stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. If your garage floor has stains, cracks, bad epoxy, Tito's kid takes a crap on it, makes your entire garage look bad, then you need to call Comer and Cross Concrete Floor Coatings, because they fix crappy floors. Like, not literal turd crap.
Yeah. But if there is, would they clean that, or you should probably clean that first?
Probably should remove
that would be nice.
The feces from the... Yeah. I mean, they will take stuff out of the garage for you.
But don't leave,
but
like,
probably
piles
not
and
human
piles of
waste.
Crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't be a nice thing to do.
You know what, though? They're so polite. If it's little, they'll probably just sweep it right out.
Yeah. If it's hardened, if it's
petrified.
I'm petrified.
Unlike these other fly-by-night garage floor places that promise things that they never deliver on.
Rush.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead. You said fly-by-night.
Oh. Your garage floor with Comer and Cross is never going to chip, crack, show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. And they never, ever use subcontractors. All of their people are proud employees. They'll even take the stuff out of your garage for you. Not human DNA, but most other things. I want you to call them today. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or go to comercross.com. C-O-M-E-R, cross.com. Ohio State's number one in the latest ESPN's College Football Power Index.
All right.
They topped the rankings with a score of 28.7. Buckeyes ranked ahead of Texas, Notre Dame, Oregon, and Georgia in the top five, while Indiana, Miami, Alabama, LSU, and Texas Tech rounded out the top 10.
And water is wet.
They have a tough schedule. According to ESPN Analytics, the Buckeyes have a 9.2% chance to finish undefeated against, at this moment, the nation's 13th toughest schedule.
Look, I am hesitant to say that the Buckeyes are going to have a 12-0 season. I think I've already been on record a couple times saying I don't think they're going to do that.
Schedule's
and
tough, man. It's going to be really difficult.
I don't think that's a problem either when you do look at those games that we're playing and how that's going to shake down. I mean, we've got a lot of tough road games. Got to go on the road to the defending national champs. You got you got a trip out to USC. You got Oregon. You got the trip to Texas. I mean, come on. If you went 11-1 with that schedule and you won the Michigan game again, I think that's pretty good. And you got yourself a spot in the Big Ten championship game and the ability to still go and get, you know, a top two or three seed in the college football playoff. What would be the problem? It will be well earned. The Buckeyes go 12-0 with this schedule. Everything that they lost from that defense, that will be a hell of a job by not just Ryan Day, but Matt Patricia and
everybody
getting that defense to hone in when you lost so much immense talent back there.
You talk about going on the road. So I said Buckeyes number one in the ESPN's power football or power
ratings index.
Index, whatever the hell it is. So Buckeyes number one. They have a road game at number two on this football power index, and that's Texas. They have a road game at number six, and that's at Indiana. They have a home game against Oregon, who is currently number four on here. And they have a road game at USC, currently number 13.
And Michigan's 15.
And a home
right?
game against Michigan, who is number 15 on here. ESPN Analytics also gives Ohio State a 38.8% chance to win the Big Ten this season. Buckeyes have a 75.7% chance of reaching the playoffs, 28.2% to make the championship game, and a 17.1% chance to win the national title. I do like how the percentage is higher, 17.1% chance for the Buckeyes to win it all, win the national title, than go undefeated, than go 12-0.
I understand. I get that. I
at 9.2%.
Yeah, I get how our chances would be better of winning the national championship than going undefeated in the regular season, because obviously, like, you get not, you don't even necessarily have to get exposed, right? That's not what this is about. You're playing enough what we call challenge games where you could play a pretty good game and just get beat by another team that's maybe on point with every single facet, offense, defense, and special teams. They don't turn the football over. Maybe you have one too many mistakes and you just can't overcome it. You lose a game 31-28. Just like they lost that game on the road at Oregon a couple years ago. They had a chance, couldn't get the knee down quick enough. Who the hell knows if we're going to make that field goal anyway with the way that our kicking game had been. That remains to be seen. But we've upgraded, right? And we have to see it first. We have to see how this new guy boots the ball through the uprights, and if he can do it consistently from, you know, the 47-50 and then hopefully the 50-55 yard range is what we'd like to be confident that we could actually make one of those when we need to instead 50. Of go for it on 4th and 7.
50-55.
I know. Yeah, God forbid. They're kicking it like from 69 yards in the NFL now.
Make a consistent 38 yarder and I'll be happy. Let's not get greedy here, Timmy.
That's sad. We had Mike Nugent 20 years ago. We're just hoping for a 38-yard field goal. What the hell are we talking about?
Mike Nugent would never crap on the floor.
Let me ask you.
Leave it there.
Let me ask you this. We're talking schedule. I'm looking at it. I got it pulled up right here. Of this little trio of game, what do you think is the most trappy? Illinois, end of September. That's a home game. Iowa to start off October. That's a road game. And Nebraska on the road, sandwiched in between Northwestern and the final game of the year against Michigan. roadie at Nebraska November 21st.
Whatever good karma or Cinderella slipper should be off Nebraska by November 21st. You know, they normally confuse some people or get some people believing at the start of the season and then totally crap all over themselves. So I'm not necessarily worried about that one.
They have like their own sort of Maryland syndrome that goes on out there. And we play Maryland too, and I don't care about Maryland syndrome or nothing. That ain't happening.
I'm worried about that Iowa game. We were talking to Rittenberg on Thursday. You know, we were talking about the toughest places to go and play in this conference. And when it's a competitive game, depending on what time that game is, just because of the proximity, fans to field, it is really tough to go play in Iowa City.
I completely agree.
Really tough.
They're also just a solid team every single year. They might not, you know, be, you know, vying to get to double-digit wins, but they are always up there at that eight-win plateau and fixing to go to a bowl game, something that's, you know, Pop-Tarts bowl level or a little bit better, but that's a tough road game and you got to respect that one.
Timmy wants to save lives by ripping your shirt off and staring at your breasts. This is a real story, okay? We're going to save some lives.
What the hell could he be talking
about?
We're
solving mysteries and
you'll
thefts,
have to see.
And now we're going to save some lives coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic's moving a little slow due to a crash on Henderson Road at 315. And you're looking at a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's on eastbound 33. Before Gender Road, it's moving slow from 270. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. 11 athletes today filed suit against the NCAA, claiming the new eligibility rules allowing for 5 years are preventing them from continuing their college careers as well as the NIL benefits that would have been connected. Board of Regents of the University of Michigan expected to meet this week regarding later this week regarding the status of Athletic Director Ward Manuel amidst reports that his job may be in jeopardy considering the numerous scandals that have occurred in their athletic department under his watch. Baseball, the Athletics today dismissed pitch coach Scott Emerson. The team has lost 13 of their last 14 games. And the Home Run Derby will occur tonight in Philadelphia with Phillies favorites Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper among those participating. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union at BMIFCU.org/Visa.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Happy Monday. We got Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. I had one of the best burgers of my life this weekend that I'm excited to tell you about. Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark a little bit early today, 5 o'clock. Normally it's 5:30, but it's All-Star Game, and he's at the Derby and all that. So 5 o'clock tonight to accommodate Jason's schedule. We're happy to do it. A little update for you. We spent the better part of the first hour of the show trying to figure out who crapped on the floor here at the radio station, not on the floor in the bathroom, just on the floor in the carpet next to Cole's desk.
Well, that would have been odd enough if someone, you know, crapped all over the floor in the bathroom like this was middle school. It's almost like someone wore that as a badge of honor at least once a year when we were in elementary, middle school. It would get smeared all over the walls, and then the rumors would fly all around the school, and then you'd eventually find out the sick Fs that did it.
Timmy also had a pretty valuable $200 Carnell Tate card stolen off of his desk. Cole had a pack of gum, retail value, 75 cents, stolen off of his desk. He said it was a Mentos gum.
Sounds delicious.
In a
Sounds
blue
refreshing.
Wrapper. You actually had a picture of it to show us.
It's
I don't know why he's taking pictures of gum on his desk, but he said it was there and now it's gone. So
well, he's trying to have fresh breath at the office and he can't do it now.
We have a missing Carnell Tate card and a missing pack of gum. I would encourage all the other hosts and producers here at The Fan to look at their desk and make sure nothing else is missing. However, we thought that perhaps Tito had something to do with it. He was in the building with his son at the exact time the turd is believed to have appeared. Fish just got off the phone with Tito, and I looked at the security footage, and Tito's son was digging in his ass quite a bit. Had the telltale signs of someone who just had a not-so-clean, fresh feeling down there. Perhaps had a little poo-poo come out and didn't wipe properly. But again, he's nine, and sometimes kids just dig in their ass.
Yeah, it could be.
Now, Tito.
That could be just that, right.
Does not have confirmation. He says that he does not believe that his son would do any sort of theft. Okay? Not saying for sure. Going to talk to his son about it, but doesn't believe that the theft is his responsibility. However, he said that he would not be surprised if the turd on the ground was his son's responsibility. So, to me, if you have a parent admitting, because look, if you said to me, my daughter, also nine, okay, if you said to me, hey, Mike, your daughter was over at the house and we happened to notice a turd on the ground when she was there, does she have a tendency of, and I'd say, no, absolutely not. Doesn't sound like her at all. She's not that type of kid. So when a parent readily admits, yes, that it sounds like my kid, then I'm guessing we found out who's responsible for the turd. Now the question is the turd and the theft connected? Or was it just a coincidence?
I think I'm sitting here taking in all of the new evidence, everything that we have drummed up over the first hour, as you are connecting that last part there to me, in my mind, I came up with one indiscernible, irrefutable answer to all of this.
Okay. What is that?
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine.
Good job.
And it's a little visitor now.
Thank you.
Good job.
Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Wasn't even on my radar. Good job, buddy. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate that. It's been a rough hour.
I'll tell you, I'm proud of you, though. It's all worth it, though, isn't it? It's all worth it now because you got that wonderful drop.
Well,
you know
what? Now I want to talk about breasts.
Yes, go ahead. Talk about breasts.
What about you? And this is actually serious because we're talking this last week
here.
We're
going to get serious now.
This is going to be a serious conversation.
All right, put your pants back on. We're going to get serious.
There's actually going to be a wonderful lesson that everyone here in Columbus needs to listen to about breasts, okay?
Uh-huh.
So my wife, she has become closer friends with one of her work buddies over the last couple years' time. And she is getting ready for the Heart Walk, American Heart Association Heart Walk. I think it's coming up in August here. And one of the things that we went out to dinner a few weeks ago and we were like randomly talking about this. And there was like a fascinating event that she endured that is, you know, an easy, you know, talking point, something that will come up in conversation when you're getting to know someone. She had a cardiac arrest.
Oh, no.
She was eating at a restaurant just one night, just happy as could be, didn't feel sick, didn't feel anything. She's in her upper 40s.
She had a heart attack at the restaurant.
Right at the table. And she's there with her husband. She just sort of quickly slinks down and like goes dark.
Oh,
like
no.
That's it. Basically dies for a couple of minutes. And if there were not people at that restaurant that were ready to get into the weeds and act and do real hardcore CPR, then she probably would have been dead. And I didn't know that like 1 out of 10 people that have a cardiac event outside of the hospital, you're done. Like, that's it. You die. And wouldn't you know this? your odds are greater to perish if you're a woman. Now, some of it's opinion, some of it's fact, but a theory about why that is, why do you think that might be, Mike?
I'm going to guess it has something to do with breasts.
People can be a little standoffish about just ripping open a woman's shirt, bra and everything, to like get in there and do the CPR and the chest compressions. But what I'm telling you is if that happens, if there's a lovely woman out there that falls down and is suffering from a cardiac arrest or isn't breathing, and you feel like you gotta spring into action and do CPR, then you need to be staring at breasts to make sure that you do that the right way.
Rip it all off.
You've got to fight. You've got to just trudge right through the stigma. Punch them a couple times if you have to. No, don't do that. But you've got to really get down in there. It's not anything that I ever would have thought about as we're talking this through. I'm like, yeah, I guess that would be like a little bit. Like, imagine a good, clean boy like Tyler Danberg, like having to like just rip a woman's shirt off to spring into action, to do the chest compressions right there, right in between the large bosoms.
I don't think he'd do it.
Well, I hope.
I think out of respect for her, he'd let her die right there.
I think he would because he's good and clean. You got to do it,
so
right?
So your message for today is if a woman is collapsed and you're the only one that can give her CPR.
Yeah.
Don't do a half-assed job. Rip her blouse and bra off.
Do whatever.
Expose the breasts.
Yes.
So that you can straddle.
Yes.
And get the type of leverage that you need.
Yes.
For a good thrust.
Yes. All of those things.
The more you know. You don't remember that from when you were a kid?
Of course I remember that. The little star would go off onto the screen right there. Oh, and by the way.
Also, she's talking to you and says,
please get off of me.
No, really, I need to rip the shirt off and get in there.
No, I don't need that.
Then she's okay. Don't rip her shirt off.
If you want to eat dinner with me next week when I have a heart attack and then you can fight through looking at my large breasts to do CPR for me, I'll be at the Beer Barrel on Monday night because all the proceeds from 6 to 9 p.m. are going to go towards the American Heart Association and the Heart Walk. So that's cool. So next Monday night, week from today.
Oh, that's a real thing you're going to do.
Yeah. I'll see you guys there. I'll be having dinner there. She'll be there. So if you want to, like, if you don't have dinner plans for next Monday night, grab a thing at the Beer Barrel. Proceeds are going to go towards the Heart Walk.
You know, it would be good of you just to make sure people are prepared. Perhaps you fake a heart attack at the thing.
Right.
Right. Just start pounding your chest gets in there.
I want cracked ribs.
Yeah.
And I want my shirt off.
I hope so.
I want to be a bare-chested Krueger. Treat me the same way. Pretend that I'm a woman and you have to stare at my breasts.
Well,
while you compress.
Keep going up in that pant size.
Well, hello. You pointed to your boobies.
Mm-hmm. I need you to explain something for me. There's another mystery, all right? That has nothing to do with crapping or stealing of Carnell Tate cards, but there's another mystery out there. I need some help.
I can't take another mystery.
And an explanation coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay due to a crash that's blocking two right lanes on southbound 315. Near 670, it is stop-and-go from Kinnear Road. And there's a 15-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Bishop and Friends.
He's 100% right. He knows if I go wake him up tomorrow and they're up before her, then it's going to come on me.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan. Fan Weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The heat dome returns to central Ohio this week on Tuesday. Dry, sunny, and middle 90s with high humidity. Wednesday's the peak of the heat. Dry, sunny, high humidity. Upper 90s, it will feel like 100 to 105. Thursday's dry and sunny, middle 90s. Middle 90s on Friday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has just walked in with the plug sheet, so tomorrow it's going to be a hot take Tuesday with our friends at T-Bone and Tyvus.
It's going to be hot outside, too.
It's going to be
hot temperature take.
The heat dome is bringing in temperatures all over the U.S. that are 20 to 30 degrees higher than the average. And we're in mid-July right now.
Higher.
No,
What does that mean? We're in July. Isn't that when it's supposed to happen?
Hot. I mean that it's already supposed to be hot. That's what I mean. Does that not concern you at all that it's 20 to 30 degrees hotter than the usual when we're in a hot month right now?
Timmy.
It's mid-July. It's the dead of summer.
This is why summer sucks.
It does suck.
And I'm trying to convince everybody that it sucks, but they all keep telling me. You know, just this weekend, my daughter says to me, because I said, oh, it's going to be really hot this week.
Daddy, we should appreciate this weather while we can.
Okay.
No.
And I said, I'm going to remind you of that.
I appreciate 65 degrees.
From camp on Wednesday, and you look like you want to die, and you smell like butt, and you've got prickly heat under all of your orifices, I'm going to say, Samantha,
How about now?
I can't put that eczema cream on you because we should be embracing the climate.
That's right.
What do you think of that?
This is our climate. This is where we are now. I think we should do the entire summer from northern Canada. That's where I think we should be.
Little Yukon?
Yes. I don't know if they have fiber optics up there, but I don't care.
They got fiber optics up there.
It might not be north enough. I think we might have to go to the Yukon. Or Denali.
That's what I just said. I said Yukon.
I meant Denali. Whatever the big one is in Alaska. Way, way up there.
What do you think the weather is in Yellowknife right now?
I'll tell you what. 39 degrees.
You're not going to like this one bit.
51.
79.
What?
Tomorrow's high in Yellowknife, 81.
Where the hell
Wednesday, 79. Thursday, 79. Saturday, 80.
What kind of latitudinal line are we working on with Yellowknife?
It's pretty up there.
How high is the average
high this time of year in Yellowknife is 71. It still gets a little. That's up there. All right. How about a
Fairbanks, Alaska?
What about a Nook? What about a Greenland?
I was thinking about Greenland today.
Sunny, 54.
Okay. Yeah.
50, take me to Greenland.
54 is great. I mean, I don't like what you're saying about the sunshine, but 54.
Well. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 53. Then some rain, 58, 53, 58, 55. Ooh, we got to get to Greenland.
What do you think it is in Fairbanks, Alaska?
75.
61 and cloudy.
My parents are going to Alaska next week.
Did you know how inland Fairbanks is?
Yeah, it's right. It's
way the hell inland.
It's not coastal.
No, not at all. Not at all. You got a little river that's right there. Probably some great fishing. What is that?
River of Dreams?
River Titicaca? What is that?
River of Deceit?
Tanana River?
Frank Tanana?
Yeah, Tanana River.
Tough Acton, Tanacton?
Right there. There's actually a town right by Fairbanks called the North Pole. You think they do a little Christmas stuff there? I think they're having their Christmas in July right now at the North Pole in Alaska?
There's a place in Indiana.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. You know who's from there?
Yes.
Smokin' Jay Cutler.
Yep. Damn right he is.
Think someone born around all that Christmas stuff be a little jollier.
Or it just gets sucked right out of you.
I need you to explain something to me. So there's a thing with Bryce Harper. So Bryce Harper apparently filmed a cameo video last year. A script came in. He read the script. And apparently then DraftKings took it, put their logo on it,
I think it was FanDuel, but what's the
FanDuel
difference?
FanDuel, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's
the one of the two. FanDuel took it.
Some big gambling outfit.
Put their logo on it and sent it to a gambler, a degenerate gambler who had lost like $1.5 million recently. Like, oh, sorry you lost all this money, but here's Bryce Harper to make you feel better. And Bryce Harper read the script. He did it all. And he said he didn't know where this was going, and certainly another business shouldn't be putting their logo on it. And he said that's out of bounds. And look, the details are less important. Here's the big question I have for you. And I'm never going to get a satisfactory answer, the same way I'm never going to get an answer for why Will Ferrell is doing Lay's commercials. At what point do you look at your bank account, Bryce Harper particularly, and say, up to this point in my career, not even to mention what I'm going to earn.
Yeah.
Up to this point in my career, I have earned $250 million hard cash, just baseball salary. That has nothing to do with television endorsements or anything like that. $250 million. Perhaps it's not worth it to me to make personalized videos for a nominal fee on Cameo. That's what I am confused about. Not this whole thing. Should it have been used by DraftKings? Should he be upset? Should he not be upset? Who cares? Why is Bryce Harper just making some rando video for anyone who contacts him when he has $250 million in the bank?
We all have our things that we just sort of don't understand with the world.
Get it, man.
This is for sure your 1A when people with not just low millions, people with mega millions, people that probably have at least $100 million cold hard cash in a bank account ready to spend. Not tied up in other investments, not tied up in real estate, just that much money sitting there. And then you're doing goofy, silly little endorsement ads and Cameo in this case for Bryce Harper. I kind of look at the Cameo the way that you would open yours up for Christmas time, and then you would do it for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and then it was just to charity, and that's it. You're not keeping any of the proceeds.
Well, all
right. I would almost maybe be okay if I knew more. I don't know if that's what Bryce Harper's is. I don't know what the fee is. I'm sure he's an expensive fee to get one done.
He just read a script, a corporate script.
I know.
And he's like, I had no idea it was going to be used for this. You read the script verbatim, you idiot. I don't do that. When I make a Cameo video, which, by the way, all goes to charity, and breaking news, I don't have $250 million, I'm saying no to the ones that are just sending me some sort of weird corporate script.
Yes, yes.
I'm not doing that.
That is something that a guy that's been around the block as much as Bryce Harper, and a guy that has an agent and has done many endorsement deals through his day, that should be an easy red flag, right? If you're keeping this as a personal account, then picture this as like the black t-shirt, black hat kind of account. You know what I mean? And I'm sure, I don't know what the rules are, if he is able to have like his Phillies gear on, depending on what they're talking about. But, you know, there are lines and boundaries with that stuff too, right? Like if you have a personal brand, we've run into things in the NFL where I can think of like individual players having their own logos, and depending on if it's like official NFL practice time or on game day, whether that's like before the game or you hit a certain point, you're not allowed to have like your personal logo or brand stuff showing because that's the league's time and we're paying you an immense salary. This is part of your work day. You can flaunt that stuff, show that on your own time, on your personal social media accounts and what have you. So that seems weird. That seems bizarre. I don't know how this all gets sorted out. Bryce Harper is saying one thing. He's saying he had nothing to do with it. He's trying to get out of it. Also, You don't want to do anything that has anything to do with gambling if you're a baseball player. I mean, how do you not see that one, Mike? Stay away. It's baseball. You're a baseball player.
You still
it's
understand
got to,
the
it's
words.
It's got to do with gambling. Don't go there. The stuff
I could
with
almost,
Shohei and his interpreter. Like, don't
no,
go near that
I
right
can
now.
Almost understand if like it was some sort of foreign language. Oh, I'm just sounding it out. I have no idea what it means.
You actually don't know. Yeah.
But you're reading English, the very language that you speak. By the way, I'm looking at people that are on Cameo.
I wouldn't do that with a foreign language either, because that's a good way to get got. You say something that's really offensive or obscene.
Ed Orgeron is on Cameo.
Could we get him to say that line?
Ed Orgeron was paid tens of millions of dollars to not coach. Dan Lanning is on here. What's Dan Lanning's salary? If you want $150
in the country.
David Ortiz is on here. Brett Favre, Aaron Boone, who is an active manager in Major League Baseball. We have Kirk Herbstreit. We talked about him when he joined Cameo. Him and the dog.
Is he like $250? Is his price on there?
$349.
$350. That's a... For what, like a few minutes?
I like how he puts $349 on there.
No, really, it's not $350. It's $349.
Come on.
It's a deal.
I'd rather pay $350.
If you want Peter to bark, though, it's going to be an extra $20.
Who's a good... I'm looking at the comedian tab right here. This is like the top line of the comedian tab. I got Bam Margera from Jackass. He's $100. Brian Baumgartner. Remember him, the bald dude, the big guy from The Office?
It's Kevin, yeah,
how much
from The
you,
Office.
How much you fixing, he's charging, Teddy?
$250.
$195. You know what? That's too much for Brian Baumgartner.
You know what,
though? Spill your pot of chili, but that's too much.
I can see how a guy like that, he probably didn't get super rich. It's not like he was on some sort of Friends deal where he's making $1 million an episode. I kind of understand that.
Maybe.
Like Michael Irvin's on here. By the way, speaking of Michael Irvin, I've got some news. The Home Run Derby is on Netflix tonight. Mm-hmm. Just in case you can't live without the Home Run Derby. On Netflix tonight for the first time, I have the announcers that are going to be working on this. And I'm going to read you the list, and you're going to say, Common Man, you're joking. And I'm going to say, no, I'm not. So if you want to know who's announcing the Home Run Derby tonight, I'll hook you up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Looking at a couple-minute delay if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and 71. And another couple-minute slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, grab your favorite and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Click.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. So the Home Run Derby is tonight. And if you've been listening to me for more than 5 minutes, you realize how much I hate the Home Run Derby. Big baseball guy, all right? But I hate the Home Run Derby. Always have, always will. And something that Jason Stark and I don't agree on, we'll talk to him at 5 o'clock. To me, it only has one true outcome, and that's what makes it boring. It's either a home run or it's not. In a baseball game, there are many outcomes that are acceptable. But in the Home Run Derby, there's one outcome, and that is a home run. And once you see one majestic moonshot, you've seen them all. It's like my wife when she watches the Egypt shows that I like, even though she's wrong.
Once you've seen one pyramid, you've seen them all.
No, honey, there's mysteries underneath, and we got to find the tombs and all that sort of stuff. But there's no nuance with the Home Run Derby.
You don't get any kind of kick out of the repetition and the power that it takes to keep doing it again and again and again. There's almost, to me, like baseball is, there's so much artwork in the game of baseball. Just with, I mean, you see this on the field, like you pick your favorite shortstop or second baseman or third baseman of all time, and the way that they move out there, the way, you know, the way that Cal Ripken would field a baseball when he was moving to his right, and then he could do the gather step and put it to his right hand and then zip the throw off. Like there's a fluidity to it and a motion to how our favorite ball players like King Griffey Jr.'s swing. It just has this beautiful range of motion. If you were to put like a golf track man around it, which people have done it now, you can see the access of it and just how pretty it looks.
I'm not arguing
with
you.
There's some beauty to it. And I think with the, you combine that, the artwork with the power on display, getting out at the ballpark where we're going to have the All-Star game dressed up. I understand
initially that makes a lot of sense. But when it goes on for 3 hours,
I'm with you there. It gets long. I understand.
It's the tantric lovemaking.
Yes, Sting. Thank you. If they found a way to boil this down to like the whole competition, and you know what?
7 minutes.
When it started, which is why I wondered if you had ever enjoyed this, even when you were a kid, like 12 years old, whatever. Because it didn't used to go on all night, and they expanded the roster.
There's a lot of things that I enjoyed.
Four guys in the AL, four guys in the NL, and then it was done.
A lot of things I enjoyed when I was a kid. Then you grow up and realize that it's really, really stupid. That's one of them.
Do you like the three-point contest at all?
I'm trying to
get around if we enjoy any of these like major sports all-star festivities. Because, I mean, the ones that get the most limelight would absolutely be home run derby, dunk contest, and then probably 3-point contest. You probably get two for the basketball festivities, and then home run derby's probably right up there at the top. There's been times where I'd love watching like the purest shooters out there just splash in threes and just rhythmically just throwing them down one after another. That's, you know, fun to watch, watching the, you know, how the movements are and getting the ball to the pocket in a quick release. But then if I don't see it, I'm not like upset that I missed it or anything like that. If it's one of those things, if it's on, if I happen to zip over to Netflix, check out the coverage. You said something about Michael Irvin, so I think that cat's out of the bag.
I'm going to tell you
who
the announcers are on Netflix tonight. This is going to be Home Run Derby on Netflix.
The whole broadcast team. You got it all?
That's right. Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, what lead broadcaster?
Well,
Barry Bonds?
He's going to be on the desk. He's going to be there, and he's going to be analyzing everything. You know, Barry Bonds is known for his personality, so of course, let's put him on TV. Barry Bonds, Albert Pujols will be there, okay? Anthony Rizzo, former Cub and Yankee, he's been doing the NBC stuff. He'll be there.
He's been doing some Netflix stuff as well.
Hunter Pence. He's been working on Apple TV on their broadcast, if you've watched him. Matt Vasgersian is one of the broadcasters there, longtime baseball broadcaster. Is it L or Ellie Duncan?
I think it's L Duncan.
L Duncan.
She was just on ESPN for a long time, right?
Right. She left ESPN for Netflix last year, and so she hosted the opening night game, and now she's back for the Home Run Derby. She's going to work with Bonds and Pujols on the desk. Lauren Schnatty or Shaldi or whatever her name is. She's on MLB Network.
Shahadi.
Yes, I've seen her before. She's very nice, and she does a good job.
I don't think I've watched one presentation of Netflix's baseball after opening night.
Because they haven't had any.
I couldn't stand. They haven't had one broadcast?
No, I think it was just opening night and now this.
That's literally it. Opening day game.
Yes.
It was like the Padres or the Giants and the Yankees.
This.
I think it was the Giants and the Yankees, and I couldn't.
Now, if you're saying how could you build
how much hoopla they put around that
broadcasting crew that has any sort of compatibility, if you're only doing a couple events a year,
yes, correct.
Also tonight, Michael Irvin.
Hmm. What's he got to do with baseball?
What?
Nothing.
What'd you say,
Michael Irvin,
the football player?
The football player.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the broadcast doing what we don't know, but he will bring his energy to the broadcast.
With his belt?
Maybe he's going to try to stab Albert Pujols in the leg with a pair of Fiskars.
First of all, he tried to stab someone in the neck and was successful.
Right, he's not going to stab Albert in the neck.
He has more respect for Albert.
We're just getting to know each other. We're going to start with the leg or the upper thigh.
So Michael Irvin... there you go.
How many home runs do you think Albert Pujols hit in his career? What do you put him at? What's
610.
703.
He got over 700,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Albert had a Ken Griffey Jr. like career where he was so damn good. It was ridiculous.
And then he got that giant contract when he was north of 30.
Went to Los Angeles.
He couldn't meet that level, sustain that level for the rest of the way.
And while there were times where he put up numbers, he just wasn't the same type of player. But he was so good. Like Griffey.
Yeah, yeah.
Griffey was so good. But Teddy, you as a Reds fan, I mean, you look back on that now and say, I mean, he didn't live up to whatever he was supposed to live up to.
No, he did not.
It wasn't close.
No, he had a lot of injuries.
But yet the man still had over 600 home runs.
Yes, and he still had a couple of nice seasons there. But yeah, overall, no.
I got to give Albert a little bit more credit here for the first 5 years in L.A., now that I'm looking at it. I mean, the man hit 30 home runs over 100 ribbies, 17 home runs, 64 RBIs, was hurt a little bit that second year. Then again, he has over 100 RBIs, 28 homers. Then he has almost 100 RBIs, 40 homers.
I know, but
like he was still. I mean, this guy was one of the greatest hitters in the history of baseball. I'm not saying this guy is due. Three MVPs earlier on.
But you're not looking at what he did previous to that.
Well, if I look at what he did previous to that, it's some of the best baseball we've ever seen.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You don't sign Albert Pujols to that type of contract. First of all, win nothing. All right, is that all his fault? No, of course
not. Right, no, you're right about that. They did not
nothing, and you don't... Hey, at the time, it was the highest contract ever in Major League Baseball. Are you going to be satisfied? Artie Moreno, I think, was the owner of the A's. Maybe he still is. The Angels at that time.
Like Mike Socha was still banging back then.
Are you going to be comfortable with, let's say, 30 and a buck 10 from Albert Pujols? They say, hell no. That's not why we're signing him. We're signing him for 50 and a buck 50. That's what we're signing him for.
Yeah, that again becomes sort of a shame on, I believe there's a saying, shame on you, because he's 32 years old.
I understand.
And there's a part of you that has to know that there's some risk there. That's still pretty good, 30 home runs and 105 RBIs. It's 32-year-old Albert Pujols. It's not 27-year-old Albert Pujols. They had Vernon Wells, Mike Trout, that was batting in the seventh spot.
Talk about a big deal that did nothing.
When they first brought in Albert. And then Torrey Hunter was on those Angels teams, too.
The A's were... the A's. Why do I keep saying the A's? The Angels are famous for paying out huge sums of money. I'll give them credit. They spend money. They just had no success. Outside of 2002 when they won that World Series, they've gone out and they've swung for the fences in terms of contract. They've had absolutely no success.
Did they pay Josh Hamilton?
Yes, they did.
A ton of money.
They paid Josh Hamilton a ton of money.
They paid
Cole Hamels a bunch of money.
Hamilton did nothing with the Angels.
He fell off the wagon.
I mean, nothing. Yeah.
All right, Foodgasm. I had one of my favorite burgers of all time this weekend. I'm going to tell you about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a 10-minute delay if you're using eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Ebright Road, and expect some holdup due to a crash on Henderson Road at 315. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through July 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man and Timmy are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy@gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. It's not Tuesday. It's Monday.
Monday.
Happy Monday.
Don't you wish we were already into the meat of it?
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. It's going to be hot this week, kids. That air conditioner is going to be running. If you've got leaky, drafty windows, you know, in the wintertime, you walk by, you feel the cold air coming in. But in the summertime, all that cold air that you're pumping, working hard, that AC is working hard, but it's leaking out. You're paying to cool the bunnies outside. Don't do that. That's dumb.
What about the squirrels?
And the squirrels. And the deer that eat my hydrangeas, the stupid deer. I want to shoot them.
Don't.
I want to shoot them. I had such beautiful hydrangeas, and I see them over there. Shut up! And sometimes in the morning, I'm at the window, I'm opening up the blinds, and there's one just right there. Oh, dear God! And I'm yelling at it.
Dear God!
Get out of here! Get out!
Don't you touch the deer, you fix up some kind of contraption. You know what? You give them some other food, you leave it out there, they won't mess with that
stuff.
I'm
going to spray some poison on those hydrangeas.
You won't! Send them to the golf course. I love looking at a deer. Makes me happy. Always hit great shots.
Deer. We got too many of them.
No, too many deer. I hardly ever see a deer.
You know what we need in society?
Good luck when I see a deer on a golf round.
Wolves. Just roaming the streets.
That's
wolves.
Yeah, let's
take down the deer.
Let's just unload a bunch of wolves. Why don't I call Zeke Elliott's dad? He'll get a bunch of feral cats running wild on the city.
Excellent.
We'll have pumas and panthers and cougars.
In the meantime, before we get the wolves, replace your windows with Universal Windows Direct. Buy four windows, you get four free. Plus, 48 months of 0% interest financing, same as cash. That is four full years. Call them today. 614-502-5220. UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Let's do food gathering.
Man and Timmy present...
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
So we were sitting around the house this weekend, and my wife, she says to me, she says,
"We always go places for pizza. Why don't we ever try any new burger places?"
And I said, "Okay, bitch, pick a place and we'll go."
What you do? You didn't say, "Okay, biatch, pick a place and we'll go." You said, "Honey, sure, honey. It doesn't have to be pizza time all the time. It could be a little burger time."
That's right. And so she picked a place that she had heard wonderful things about. And I, too, knew of it. It's a place called Stacked Burger Company.
Oh, Stacked. I hadn't tried this place.
It's in Worthington. It's off of Worthington Woods Boulevard, 1089. If you're on 23, that Campus View Street, it turns into Worthington Woods Boulevard. So if you keep taking that thing east... It's in a strip mall.
Right,
it's
by unimposing. The UDF.
There's a McDonald's across the street. Is there a UDF over there,
yes,
too?
Yes, there is.
All right, yep. Anyway. A small place. It's like almost like a diner. Counter service where you overlook the kitchen. Plus, there's a few high-top tables, but not a ton of seating. But it's burgers. And I walked in there. I assumed the owner was there talking to us. He was very nice, very personable. But ultimately, the burger has to live up to it. This place gets a 4.9 on Google.
I was going to say, I'm looking at the Google rating.
500
that is,
Google ratings. I mean,
that's tough earned.
That's tough earned. And let me tell you something. Yeah. On his recommendation, the owner's recommendation, I got the barbecue bacon burger, which you don't have to twist my arm to get that. They make the sauce in-house. They make the pickles in-house. It's not a smash burger style. It's a thicker patty. You can get double patty if you want to, but I want to say it's a third pound. I just got the single. But it was completely delicious. It comes with some nice seasoned fries. I subbed mine out for some onion rings. You know that I'm a slut for breaded onion rings. And you know what? On his recommendation, Timmy, I'm not a big fan. And this is something that you and I fight about. He said, "You know what? I enjoy the honey mustard, our house-made honey mustard. For
looky
dipping
here
in the onion rings." And who am I to argue with the owner of the restaurant?
Specifically for the
onion
rings.
For the onion rings. So I got a side of honey mustard to dip the onion rings in. Kristen got a side of ranch. I alternated between the two. Delicious burger. Wife and daughter also were extremely impressed. The place is called Stacked.
Stacked.
Just the one location that I'm aware of. They started as a food truck and now they have the brick and mortar. And I recommend you check them out. They're open every single day except for Sundays.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is not but a stone's throw away from, you said, Campus View. It's right there by York where I play golf. So I'm gonna have to stop by and get a burger after or before a round one of these days.
One of the best burgers I've ever had.
I can say that honestly. That's saying something.
They pay me nothing.
Well, we're going to get this thing ramped up here soon where Timmy eats a burger every single week.
Well, this is a place you have to go.
For the rest of the summer.
You got to go here.
This will be on the list. The Pearl did our stuff the last couple of weeks. Shout out if you guys had the KC burger that they did for me. Mike's was the Chicago style before that. but they might do those again sometime. I'm looking at Stack's menu. Here's what I like. I like how they give a little ode to a great treat that I want to say maybe T-Bone was shutting this treat, or maybe it was you. A nice build-your-own float. Because a lot of burger places, they have your milkshakes. And, you know, to get a milkshake service in, that's got to be expensive to get that up and running and to do it well. But to do, like, the build-your-own float, I think is a nice little touch.
Now,
to kind of make it your thing.
Speaking of a nice little touch, I did not have this because I wanted a burger. First time in there, I wanted a burger. But they have a chicken sandwich, okay?
The chicken stack.
I've always said, why aren't we using boneless
thighs
in chicken sandwiches?
Yeah.
And they do it.
Not the breast. Use
hand-breaded chicken thigh, house dill pickle, garlic house aioli, shredded lettuce on a brioche bun. Next time I go, I am getting that chicken thigh sandwich.
And I also appreciate that the burger comes with the fries. The fries are included in the price. If you look around town at some of the more like crafty burger joints, you might see some spots. I can't remember where I was. I was in one of the markets, like one of the food halls. I can't remember if I was up at Bridge Park at one of the places or another spot. I want to say the burger, just like the classic, the bare bones classic, like the number one option, was almost $16.50 or $17
with no fry
for the burger.
Yeah,
with no fry, I'm up in like $21-22 with the fry and then a couple of bucks for the tip. Crazy. This was like $13 with the burger and the fries. That's an incredible deal.
The other thing I wanted to alert you at, something that you and I have been to before, it's by you, Zaytun. Euros.
How about that?
Fries.
They just
opened up another location up north in Powell, right off of Sawmill, right next to the Target.
Maybe that's where my guy's been, because he's a familiar face. When I started going there a few years ago, I would recognize him almost every time. And then I would sometimes bump into him in the Sam's Club when he was shopping for the restaurant. And I never caught his name, nor he did mine.
But you knew each
other. We'd give the point. He always was very friendly and thankful whenever I would come in and
eat
in the restaurant.
Well, they got a new place. I've been
there.
Maybe
that's what he's been doing.
Timmy's been there many times. Good Mediterranean food.
Some of the best fries. Some of the best fries in the city, too.
Feta fries.
Oh, get the feta fire is... The spicy feta is a great topping. You got the marinated, you know, yellow chicken and the gyro meat. I get a little bit of both when I get a pita or a bowl. So that is a spot you got to try if you haven't been.
Greek fries.
That's right.
It's called.
Mm-hmm.
Feta fries. Feta fire is loops. Let's not confuse them.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, feta fire is a item at Loops. It's a gyro that you can get there. I'm saying the spicy feta at Zaytun is something I usually sub in for the tzatziki. A lot of people get the tzatziki. I'm not shunning you away from that. Get it?
Are you doing tzatziki?
Tzatziki?
And the tzatziki?
Tzatziki? I usually just say tzatziki. I kind of roll the T. I kind of soften the T.
Pretty damn wrong.
I'm sorry. I know I say some things stupid.
I say some things stupid.
But so will you.
I'll say some stupid stuff. All right, we're going to talk to Jason Stark. He's live in Philadelphia for the Home Run Derby tonight. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on eastbound 270 between 315 and US 23 on the north outer belt. And we've got about a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by your local Rude air conditioning pro partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Rude pro partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Hosting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The Buffalo Sabres today announced they've hired John Davidson as a senior advisor. Davidson leaves Columbus after serving two different stints in the Blue Jackets front office, and he is reunited with Buffalo GM Jarmo Kekäläinen. Former Michigan assistant football coach Chris Partridge has amended his lawsuit against the school, claiming athletic director Ward Manuel and the school's former president were aware of and covered up the sign-stealing scandal 12 months before the Wolverines won the national title. The same suit contends the school is aware of the inappropriate relationship involving football coach Sharon Moore for years before his dismissal. Baseball's home run derby occurring tonight in Philadelphia. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber as well as Bryce Harper are considered the favorites. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
About a half hour early because our guy is at the ballpark for the home run derby tonight. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Jason, good to talk to you, buddy.
Good to talk to you, Mike. Thanks for adjusting for me. Appreciate it.
Are you ready for the derby? This is something that you look forward to every single year, and this is something that I don't look forward to every single year, but I want you to sell me on it. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, it's just, I was thinking about this. It's the highlight of every All-Star Week is you complaining about the derby and me telling you how much I love the derby. And we're going to do this again, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So I think that derby has actually eclipsed the game. I mean, I love the game. I love the fact that it's still a real game. But here's the problem. The All-Star game has become a show for how hard it is to hit and how dominant pitchers are now, even when half of them don't even want to pitch the game. The derby is really the event that shows off how amazing hitters still are. It's just, at the derby, they actually get pitches they can hit. And it's just pure fun. Tonight in Philly, where I live, the fact that Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper are in this derby, it's going to make it so electrifying. I can't wait. So now tell me everything that's wrong about what I just said.
No, there's nothing wrong with what you just said. My whole thing with the derby and why I love baseball so much is that there's so many different outcomes to each individual pitch. There's so many different things that can happen. And if it were 45 minutes of guys hitting home run after home run, I can deal with that. But when it's almost 3 hours of either an out or a home run and there's no other outcome, to me, that's boring.
I don't see anything boring about watching humans do things that you never see humans do. About watching hitters hit balls where you never see baseballs hit. That's the fun of it. And I don't know who's going to win. I don't know what great thing we're going to see, but I can't wait to see it. I'm not jaded like you.
Jason, I will definitely sit back and enjoy some baseballs flying out of a ballpark. I think it's majestic, especially when you show all of like the TrackMan lines, like when like the righty is hitting all of them beautifully to left field and then the lefties hitting them beautifully to right field. I love seeing all those lines going out there when they put them in different colors. Here's one thing that's fascinating.
With different color lines. I forgot about that. Yeah, different color lines, Teddy.
Man, but they're pretty looking. The arc to them. It's great. Talking about the exit velos. They can take your head right off, clean off your body if you were standing in the way. You got to have a strong net. So I'm looking at this. Like you said that thing about how in the All-Star game, we can hardly hit each other, right? We can't even hit these pitchers when they only have one inning. They're throwing 103 miles an hour. We were talking about some past home run derbies earlier, and it's funny how the power explodes with the hitters, but yet we can't hit these pitchers in the games. But in the derbies, it's ridiculous. So Vlad Guerrero, as you know, hit 91 home runs in one derby as the format's changed in 2019. He didn't even win that year, but he hit 91 homers. In 1990, when the wind was blowing in at Wrigley Field and you had McGuire, Ken Griffey Jr., Canseco, Ryne Sandberg won with three homers. There were five in the entire event. Five homers. That was it. You gypped.
Are you trying to out Jason with these stats? What are you doing to the man?
I was hoping he might be impressed because I looked up some stats for him.
I like all that stuff. We were actually just looking at the game, that derby at Wrigley, and there was half the field hit zero.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. It was such a bad weather day. They didn't know really what the derby even was or what it was going to become yet. Like those early derbies are so bizarre compared to what they've become now.
Ken Griffey Jr., Canseco, Cecil Fielder, Bobby Bowe, and Strawberry had zero home runs, Jason.
Exactly. Yeah. It was not a hitter's day on Wrigley that day. That just feels like such ancient history. And then you mentioned the Vlad 91 homer show. Like, there's a record that'll never be broken because this format doesn't allow it to be broken. But I don't know. I'm curious what you think. I actually think doing it this way is way better as a spectator experience, because the thing I hated about the clock was you couldn't even watch the ball land or you'd miss the next one hit. And the whole idea of doing this is to take in the full experience of watching that baseball sail through the night and land in the seventh deck. That's what we're here for, to watch that. It's not how many can a guy hit while the clock is ticking. So I think this is a good change, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure Michael will tell me I'm wrong.
No, he's sitting back. He's done with the home run derby discussion now.
So, I'm not. I have more. I have a fact of my own. But go ahead, Timmy.
No, you go. You go, since we're on the subject then.
Jason, we got more Akami, my guy from the White Sox, in this thing, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, he's just off the injured list. I'm so excited to watch him go out there and tear something else, okay? That'll be fantastic. But this is a man that has 49 career Major League hits. 20 of them are home runs. I'm guessing that no one with less than 50 hits total has ever competed in a home run derby before.
I like this. I'll get right on that. You're probably right. I don't know. This is a factoid that I have not had.
Did I stump you too? We both stumped you. We both did. Well, Timmy didn't. He just threw out facts. You're right.
You asked me a thing that I have not researched yet. So you want me to say, like, when I start typing later, some of my facts are from Mike?
Yes, exactly. I want credit for it.
Now, they should, since he doesn't have 50 hits yet, he should get to use an aluminum bat.
That's the
nobody
rule.
Else, just him.
He's going to need one of those. He's not going to need one of those.
I want the metal bat. I want the metal bats. No. I want the kids to really be challenged out there.
No, we don't want that. I mean, Bryce has a lot of good ideas about the future of the game. That's not one of them. We don't need aluminum bats. We got plenty of bats and plenty of balls flying. We don't need aluminum bats.
Jason, part of the All-Star Game festivities is the ballpark. People come there. They appreciate the ballparks in this country, so Citizens Park will take center stage. On that subject, I didn't talk to you since I checked another one off my all-time bucket list. I'm into like the low teens now. It's not something I ever had like a plan. Oh, I got to go to all of them. But while I'm out there seeing different cities, I figured let's try to see what we can see. And I saw Yankee Stadium a week or two ago. They were playing the Tigers. The Tigers rolled them. I got to tell you, Jason, I want to know what your baseball buddies think about this, but I thought it was one of the more bland, boring stadiums I've ever visited. I was saying to my wife, I said, honey, I think the only thing special about this place is that the Yankees play here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's disappointing. Now, have you been to Citizens Bank Park yet?
Oh, yeah, I have, and I enjoyed it. Okay. I enjoyed the Phillies Park.
All right, here's how I would explain the difference. Citizens Bank Park, where I'm standing right now, this is a ballpark. Yankee Stadium, that's a stadium.
Right.
You know, it's the difference between a home and a high-rise. And it's very corporate. It did a nice job of imitating what the outside of the old stadium used to look like, and I give them points for that. When you're actually sitting there, it has none of the flavor, none of the atmosphere, none of the heart of the old Yankee Stadium. And a lot of the new stadiums have that, but it wasn't what the Yankees were going for. They want you to know you're at a place where you can watch the New York Yankees. And if you don't like it, tough.
Just for you.
That sound right?
Just for you, I'm going to turn on Netflix tonight, and I'm going to watch Michael Irvin broadcast the Home Run Derby. Just for you. And I'm going to curse your name the entire time.
Do you want me to defend that? Like, let's bring a guy from a whole different sport in to broadcast the Home Run Derby, who people cheered when he got hurt in their town. People in Philadelphia, they were going to make a list of the 10 opposing players in every sport that they hate the most, he might be first. I can't believe they're doing that.
If you do that with anybody, if you do it with anybody, bring in an old Philadelphia 76er like Charles Barkley, the one guy that can be a sport chameleon when you're bringing him on a desk for something.
It would not have been that hard. Seriously. I don't know who made that call, but wrong call.
Jason, we appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy the Derby tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy it, guys. Thanks.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. People are paying big money for trash. We'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Avoid Renner Road between Bloomington Boulevard and Hilliard Rome Road. That is currently closed due to an accident. And you're looking at a five-minute delay on westbound 270 between 161 and 71 on the North Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro Partner at RoodColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, hot, hazy, and humid all week across central Ohio. Tuesday, middle 90s, dry and sunny. The peak of the heat rolls in on Wednesday. Upper 90s, high humidity. The heat index will feel like 100 to 105. Thursday and Friday, dry, sunny, middle 90s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I forgot to tell you. So, yesterday, Dom Tiberi had a little thing. Because we don't have enough retirement parties for Dom to bear. What is this, like 8 Twix for Dom? I don't know. We did like a 45th anniversary for him. Like the whole building was here. People came down. People flew in. Then he had the retirement announcement here at work. Family, friends, everybody was here. We did a whole entire day again. And then we did a surprise party for him. I don't know like who sent me the invite or the e-vite or whatever. I actually forgot to put it on my calendar, and then it came up. It approached quickly. You told me, you're like, hey, Dom, thing, Sunday. So I went over there and saw some folks.
I was going to
go. Your microphone's not on.
I was going to go.
But then?
I was not feeling well. I had a migraine. Didn't wind up going. But I'm glad that you went to represent the two of us.
I went there. I represented you. I saw Tyvus. I actually heard Tyvus. He was like, ha, ha, the chicken's good. We had rooster's wings, so that was nice. They had a little rooster's set up. Those mac and cheese bites. Oh, baby.
Breaking news?
Never. Well, yeah, but I never really, have been able to just go back and get an infinite amount of them. I might have eaten like 15 of them before I even knew that there was a problem.
No, the mac and cheese bites are good. My problem is that I rarely get them because I feel like the dumpster fries or tots is the superior appetizer at Rooster's.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And they draw my attention more than the mac and cheese bites.
Now this was the one conundrum. Before I get to the other part of the story, when it comes to the eating chicken wings in like a public setting like that, there was a lot of people at this thing, and I don't want to go too much with a bone-in wing if you're kind of mingling and talking to people.
Yeah, I understand.
So it's
that.
It's the one place I want to be very clear. Like, I'm a big bone-in wing guy. I actually will kind of turn my nose up at a boneless wing. Like, if I'm ordering from Rooster's, I'm pretty much getting traditional wings all the way. But in a social setting like that, I do think the application of the boneless wing is pretty good. And I think the Rooster's ones are pretty good. I got to, like, cut them in half. They're so big. They're so chunky. And then I enjoy them. So I did that, and I wasn't even lying to people. I saw Dom. I was like, yeah, Dom, I think I've been here about 20 minutes. I said hello. I took an awkward photo with you at the little wedding photo booth thing. I'm going to go play golfy now.
You could have just left.
Okay.
You didn't have to.
I wanted him
announce
to know.
No. Your exit. Do a little Irish goodbye. Just, you know, slip out.
I mean, I did for most people, but I mean, I had to see Dom and like actually speak to him so he knew that I was there. Funny thing was, though, he was just coming from the golf course, and I said, you know what? That sounds like fun. I'm going to leave this place. I'm going to go play golf. I got new clubs, Mike.
You did?
I got new clubs.
You spent some big money on these clubs.
I spent, like, in honor of that dude from Jurassic Park, spared no expense. I shelled out. I got fitted. I got, you know, customized for the type of
Look
shaft.
At you. You got your custom shaft. Teddy?
The shaft.
You got a custom shaft, Teddy.
My shaft was too heavy. Teddy, I'm talking like 40 grams too heavy.
Too heavy.
You lightened up your shaft.
I lightened up the shaft. I was swinging like 135 grams. I'm trying to grip a 135 gram shaft and swing that sucker. I'm not getting the speed. I had to
No speed.
Lighten up the shaft. My grip, Mike, my grips were too small.
Oh, you need a bigger grip on the shaft.
I needed to get a better grip around that shaft.
Yeah,
I had to get it thicker. It needed to be Girth Brooks,
too
baby.
Girthy.
So I got that situated.
So you must have played great.
I went out there, and by the first six holes, I got my brand new TaylorMade P790s. I'm like, I'm a new man. I got a light shaft here. I got the KBS Tour lights. I got the Golf Pride mid-size tour velvets. I got a nice forged head.
Why don't you drop some more names, Jeff Rimmer?
And then I thought I was the worst golfer in the history of the sport.
Tonight!
You and Rory.
I missed six. Yeah. Oh, I'm so bad at golf. I missed six straight greens in regulation, and I'm out there playing alone. And it's kind of a nice evening. It was a sunset around. I don't get to play a lot of those. So the course had thinned out, and I'm walking off there, and I like to talk to myself. I will berate myself. I don't know how you guys are. Like, when you drive home, you have like a quick conversation. But when I'm playing and I'm alone, I speak to myself, and I'm not too nice. I'm like, oh, wow, look at this. Like, you could have spent $5,000 on new clubs, and you're going to be even worse than you were before. Could have spent $50, and you would have been the exact same player. You forgot to take into account, Tim, that you are a bum, and nice equipment won't do anything for you. So I was going through all that, and I was going through the range of emotions. And then by the time I got to the back nine, I started to remember you have to still swing the golf club, and then they're going to do what they do. Started hitting good iron shot, hit a good swing on a par three to like 20 feet for a birdie, hit another couple of good ones. And then, like, by the end of the round, I was just smacking them. I had a driver. This wasn't with the new irons, but I hit the shot of the year. I hit 290-yard par four. So if you want to know how far I can hit a drive, 290. I flew the sucker right to the middle of the green. The ball mark was 15 feet below the stick, rested 10 feet for eagle, drove the par four with a driver swing, missed the eagle. Yeah, that's correct.
Another game for Milos!
Could have played as well with a log. Let's talk about somebody selling some trash. After Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce tied the knot, in their New York City weekend at Madison Square Garden. Queens artist Justin Gignac collected discarded items from the streets surrounding the venue on July 3rd. He sealed the pieces of trash inside small acrylic cubes and offered them for sale for between $25 to $100 each. They were sold out within 24 hours. He said, "There's garbage on the floor after the party, collected from the edge of a love story outside Madison Square Garden, as close to Taylor and Travis's big day as you could have gotten without an invite." The collection includes everything from cigarette butts and a ring pop wrapper to a drinking straw, a single AirPod, and even a discarded ovulation test. There's no way to prove any of this came from the wedding itself
and
or were touched by Swift. I'm guessing that if you're attending the wedding, you're not taking an ovulation test at the venue. But what the hell do I know?
It's a test from some dirty street whore that was picked up. That big old woman who worked for J.P. Chase dumped the Knicks trash all over the street. That's where that test came from.
We're going to the wedding now. Did you bring your ring pop with you?
I saw one video, like news video, because, you know, they're interviewing people on the street, right, for the local news. They're in national news, too. And there was a woman and her girl. They're like, "Where'd you travel from?" She's like, "We came all the way here. We drove through the night. We're on no sleep. We're from Indianapolis. And we just couldn't miss this for the world." Why did you feel you had to be there? We just feel that we have such a special connection with Taylor and her music, and being here on her special day will just bond us with her more than ever before." I'm watching this and I'm thinking, like, how? There are people in this world that will drive 2,000 miles to go and stand outside of an arena where two strangers are getting married. You're not invited.
You won't see them.
You won't see them.
You won't get invited.
You won't be their friends. I'd like to think Taylor cares about any fan.
Taylor,
like, she would say that, but
doesn't care.
They don't care about you. And then there's people that are buying
ovulation tests,
used straws off the street. What if I just told you that Taylor Swift was sucking on this straw?
Oh, that go more than 25
grand?
Bucks?
Well, you know what? I just decided that she was sucking on this straw. So
sucking on the straw, right, Teddy?
And sucking on chili dog.
Yeah.
Outside the tates are freeze.
You imagine what somebody would do with that straw? Ain't none too good.
Stevie Nicks would put it in her ass. Funnel some coke in there.
Blow.
She was there, Stevie Nicks, performing.
The same
Stevie Nicks.
Same orifice you're blowing that blow out of.
So it may have been her straw.
May have been. You're right, Teddy. The Olive Garden's about to do something.
Not that.
No, not that. Something entirely different. If you're a fan of carbohydrates like myself,
pasta!
This is Teddy's new job, just screaming things. Why not, Ted? Why not?
Good
Why
job,
not?
Teddy.
That's coming up in 2 minutes. Go ahead, Teddy. You take it to break.
Con Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Pasta!
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on southbound 270 from Main Street to I-70 on the East Donner Belt. And there's a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue on the north side. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
When Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right, before we get into this next thing, it's food related. This is perfect. I want to talk to you about another thing that our friends at Tri-State Men's Health are experts at. They got the ED. Oh, they're good at that. They got the low T. They're really good at that, too. Now, they are introducing telehealth for their medical weight loss programs. They start by taking time to understand your particular health situation, your goals, and your long-term success before they even recommend treatment options. They use advanced medical strategies that are medically supervised to help you achieve your goals for your particular situations. It's tailor-made to you. Plus, they have combinative medical solutions that can potentially take you further toward your body composition goals.
What was that word?
Combinative?
Combinative?
Like it combines things. I think originally I'd said combinative, and I believe the pronunciation is combinative after a further review.
That's a stupid word.
It is a word.
We should have a different word entirely.
You'd like to eradicate it?
Combinative!
right, Teddy? Combinative! What would you say when we combine two things?
Ted.
Combinative! Yeah! The best part about all this is that there's no cost to you for your initial consultation. You want to lose some pounds, right? You want to get to feeling better in all facets of your life? Take the plunge. See what it's all about. No cost for the first consultation. Don't just get a prescription. Get a plan from Tri-State Men's Health. Call 800-900-9654 today or go to tristatemenshealth.com. Now,
what else would we talk about?
Let's talk about pasta.
After a weight loss commercial.
We gotta fill in some carbs. I mean, we just lost our weight. Now we gotta put it back in our bodies right now.
Well, maybe there's somebody out there that's not worried about your weight. Are you not concerned with all that? And you just say, I want as much pasta as humanly possible. Can I get it? The answer is yes.
So sort of in the same vein of the Red Lobster all you can eat shrimp buffet that was world famous for putting them on the brink of extinction because I guess they didn't have the price points matching to how much shrimp was going out the doors. Now, Olive Garden pasta lovers are really going to enjoy August 31st to November 22nd. The first time in 6 years, the chain is bringing back the fan favorite never-ending pasta pass. It's like getting the gold pass at Kings Island or Cedar Point. Just ride all day.
Except
check in every single day.
Eat it.
You get to eat it. If you did the pasta pass and then did a season pass at the amusement park, you would yak it all over the place.
That's right.
As I would do. So for $100 plus tax, pass holders can enjoy unlimited pasta for the duration of the promotion plus a week of early access on top of that. So I don't know if that August 31st is the early week access or.
So can you go to.
You get a week.
You can
before.
Go to lunch and dinner
that's
on the same day.
That's what it doesn't. It doesn't specify that. That's my question too, Mike. You think with a break of like 2 hours, we've come back.
There's got to be something.
There has to be something. Maybe it's a once a day use. Even so, depending on how much you go, this could be just an unbelievable deal. I mean, it's not taking you that many trips to reach $100 of a pasta, unlimited pasta.
If you decide to really strap on the feed bag, and let's say Olive Garden's one of your favorite restaurants, you go there anyway, it makes sense to buy something like this. Now, I assume that not every pasta is involved. Like, I don't know if they have like a lobster pasta, but that's probably not involved in the deal.
I'm trying to see what the actual.
And that's the difference between what Red Lobster did and what Olive Garden is doing, because Red Lobster is giving away all the shrimp you can eat. Shrimp is an expensive proposition. It's a protein. You have to go out and catch it. Pasta, by its nature, is a peasant food. It's flour and water. Now, of course, we're putting sauce involved with it and all that stuff, but I assume the really pricey pasta is not going to be involved.
I beg to differ. Pass holders here have 3 months to enjoy up to 120 possible combinations of pastas, sauces, and proteins, not to mention the unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks with this. So what do you think about that? Right there, proteins, 120 combinations.
What type of proteins, though?
Well, I would think that you're getting your chicken.
Okay.
That you're getting right. Your seafood.
I don't know about that.
Your shrimpers?
I don't know.
Your snossages? All the good ones? I don't. I mean, you had me at the salad and breadsticks too.
Well, they have that all the time. They have unlimited salad and breadsticks all the time, don't they?
But that's like a special order. You've got to like make. You have to order that, and that's a certain price point every time you're going to use it.
Let me tell you something about the Olive Garden. Okay,
what about it?
I am unapologetically full blood Italian.
Mm-hmm.
All right, full blood. I cook
full
it.
Blood.
I eat it. Nobody makes Italian food like me. And there's a lot of people of my ilk that turn their nose up at a place like the Olive Garden. They say no self-respecting true Italian person would go to the Olive Garden. And I say, you're right. If we're talking about I'm going for a gourmet experience, I want to get the best plate of meatballs I've ever had in my entire life, you probably should go elsewhere or learn how to make them at home. However, if you can't enjoy the Olive Garden for what it is, like just go get like the creamiest, butteriest, cheesiest thing that your grandma would never make for. We never had chicken Alfredo at my house. That was just not something that we ate.
No, you never got that?
That's not something that Italian people would make at home on a regular basis. We didn't do a lot of creamy pastas and things like that. You go to Olive Garden, that's what you should be eating. Creamy crap.
All right, so can we do something in society here? I want restaurants to actually just have a website link that posts their menu, all right? Like, I don't want to, like,
they want to go, have you go order it and put the location in.
I don't want to do my zip code and have to go in there and you're, like, asking me what exact location. I just want to go to olivegarden.com and see what your freaking menu is. Can I please do that? So, I'm seeing it here. And you guys, if you frequent Olive Garden all the time, tell me if I'm wrong, but it says here that the never-ending pasta bowl costs $14.99. So it's a $15 per person thing. And
so they do this on a regular basis.
It includes unlimited refills of selected pastas and sauces, comes with the never-ending breadsticks and your choice of unlimited home soup or garden fresh salad. And if you're just getting it at the restaurant without, I guess, this pass, and this is going to be what's key as to what we actually find out with this pass. If you really do get proteins anytime you want with a one-time $100 fee, because it's telling me it's an extra $5. So it turns it into a $20 meal if you want to get like chicken Alfredo or something like that, like a chicken fritta. That's going to cost a little extra. You got the Italian sausage. You got the meatballs. Forgot about the meatballs.
Yeah.
Of course. So you got that. So that can run up a pretty good bill. That's $5. That's it. You got 3 months. You need to eat yourselves to death if you buy this. Don't get it and just let it sit there in your cup holder in your car. Get this and abuse it. Okay?
And then
that's what it's for. And then
you go see Dr. Now.
Yes.
Down in Houston.
You'll have a neighbor. You'll need to lose 200 pounds. You eat too much unlimited salad and breadsticks and pasta.
Who is the parent company of Olive Garden these days?
Used to be Darden. I don't know if it still is.
Sounds right. I haven't been there in a minute, but I agree.
It's actually former OJ lawyer Christopher Darden. He's there.
There's another Darden, too.
That wasn't OJ. That was the prosecutor, right? Chris Darden, and he was screwing Marcia Clark.
Yeah. There's Tom Darden as well.
Tom Dundon is the...
Who's Tom Darden?
The owner.
I was thinking Tom Dundon, but that's
something totally different. You got to enjoy a good Olive Garden, though. Everything you just said, you can't.
Yeah, I'm not saying you go in there.
And like you go to the shopping mall and eat dinner at Olive Garden. That's
just
a great
day. I'm in Rome.
No,
it's not.
No,
and it's not supposed to be.
They got cool fountains in there, right?
That's right.
Nice
Timmy.
Little waiting area.
They got a little replica of David minus the genitalia.
I say put that genitalia right on it.
Front and center.
Absolutely.
What, do we have to have a discussion with the children?
I want
to
see.
Man's pee-pee there?
It's art. It's art.
We're going to tell you about it because when we ever go visit Italy, that's how you're going to see it. And you're going to see an ace crack on the backside of that, too.
Oh, I sent you the picture.
It's the best photo I ever got.
Of David's gooch.
I got a picture of this man.
Everybody's taking pictures of the front.
I go to the back. For a week for the Olympics. And what picture? I get one update, too. He gives me a lovely family photo where you're at the, what's the site you were at? The beautiful fountains.
We're at the Duomo.
The Duomo.
The Duomo.
Yeah,
you're at the Duomo. Milan.
And then you went to the museum, and he sends me not just a picture of David's ass or David's genitalia.
This is when we took the trip to Florence.
A zoomed in picture underneath the ace from the backside of his gooch.
That's why he was a genius.
Yeah.
Because he didn't just, I did the pee-pee and I'm done, right?
Yeah.
He focused in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I need to have a gooch on this man.
Of course.
And I took a picture of it.
Are we sculpting a real person or not?
That's right.
I bet gooch discomfort was just awful.
Oh.
Awful. Can you imagine?
Chafing?
The type of materials that you had down there?
Hot and humid, too.
Oh, my God. And
Daddy,
the blisters on your feet with the sandals?
Teddy,
all the rope? What?
You like a good gooch, Teddy? How about Taylor Gooch?
You like him? I hate Taylor Gooch.
I don't like him.
Hate him.
Yeah.
He's a live boy.
Yeah. He can go to hell.
Man.
Live boy.
It's intense.
I wish he would go back to the 1400s where his gooch would be incredibly uncomfortable all the time.
Hey, Gooch, how's your gooch?
You know, his gooch probably isn't too good because he's a golfer.
Yeah, you think so?
Gooch is bad. You better have
some Bisquick down there.
You need to have a lot of product. Yeah, talcum or
not
like
too
a lotion.
Because then again, you get pancake batter down there.
No. There's actually a product called Happy Nuts that actually helps with
Happy
that stuff.
Nuts.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, nice.
Keeps it nice and
all right,
nice
back
and
page
soothed.
Coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at slowdown if you're on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. And there's a couple-minute holdup on southbound 315 going from King Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burr. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Monday to you.
No World Cup the last couple days. I haven't known what to do with myself.
Yeah, disaster.
And Norway's out too. The Vikings heading back to Scandinavia.
Got screwed by FIFA.
Yeah.
England's goal hit a guide wire. They didn't call it back.
Let me ask you, though. I saw that. Who's the head guy again of FIFA?
Gianni Infantino?
Him too.
Former Sepp Blatter.
He said that he doesn't rule out 64 teams.
Disgusting.
For the next World Cup.
What
congrats
is this?
Congrats on Italy getting in, though.
Charlie Baker at the NCAA?
But you would think Italy would get in with 48 or 46, whatever the hell they're at right
think
now.
With 32 they would get in.
Yeah.
But we're guaranteed to get in, too.
So you know, like he did the 64.
I don't think you need it. I mean, I know that there's a huge appetite for the games. I get it. It's the same thing with the NCAA tournament expansion. We're going to help the big teams get in, then they're going to get support, and like the TV numbers are going to be greater. But you don't need it for the World Cup. This, like 48, I didn't think I would like it going in. It actually worked out way better than what I thought. I liked 32 before this. But yeah, 64 seems like quite the money grab. I'll watch. I'm going to tell you that right now. Whatever the number of teams.
Yeah, there's not an amount of teams that they would have that would make you not watch.
No, I'm watching regardless. So I guess I don't really have a foot to stand on here in this conversation, but it's just, at what point is it too much?
How do we like the time and date that they have selected for these semifinal games? Where are we at with those?
I think it's fine. I mean,
you're all good with that?
3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, middle of the day, work day.
On Wednesday. And so, I mean, three out of the four teams, right? You're talking about England.
These are European markets.
England,
yeah.
Spain,
that's
France.
True.
It's
yeah.
8, 9 o'clock when those games tip off
right,
over there.
Right.
Or kick off.
Argentina is more in our time zone, I would think, or close to it.
They're
right?
not. Yeah, yeah. They're not like on British standard time. And then I think the final's at 5 o'clock on Sunday. So
that's perfect.
If a European team's playing in that, it's going to be 10 o'clock for them for a kickoff time. It's fine. got to understand the international markets, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, Fox wants to get a big time number, and most of the soccer crazies here in the States, they're absolutely going to pay attention to that. We're down to the semifinals right now.
I'm watching.
Daytime sports.
People aren't working.
Can be
anyway.
A lot of fun. No one's working
they're
anywhere.
They're listening to us. They're not working.
Oh, I thought you meant like here. No, we're typically not working past 3 o'clock at the Fan. No.
Past 3 o'clock.
Past noon.
No one ever comes in.
I don't see anybody.
It's a ghost town here, guys.
Of course it is. What's coming up on the Buckeyes show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, Austin Ward is hanging out with me this evening. Michigan seems to be in a sticky situation earlier today, so we'll get into that around 6:17. We'll ask Austin's question of the day, which will take us to the age range of this Ohio State roster, and then it's a Three Thoughts Tuesday on a Monday with him. His biggest thoughts burning about the Buckeyes.
Buckeyes show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Oh, it is a golfer's delight of a week here because the final major championship is set to play at Royal Birkdale. What's the closest big market to Royal Birkdale, Beamer?
London,
you're a big England guy.
It's got to be London. Everything in England is London.
It's actually not this one. This one is a good bit away from London. This is up just north, up the coastline from Liverpool.
Okay.
So just west of Manchester, south of Blackpool. Right there on the water. Now, already, like, we're seeing all sorts of posts on social media about how brown it's looking, which that is reminiscent of a Open Championship style of course. Mikey, you don't love the weather patterns.
It's been unseasonably
warm which there. Is not what we want. We want rain, drizzly, something that stays in the low 60s, but brings some element of the clouds, the fog, the rain. How about the, speaking of the fog, what's with these fog delays? I think we had one.
What's the deal with fog?
We had one a couple weeks earlier at a tournament back here. No, it was at Shinnecock. Shinnecock had a fog delay. Yeah. And then at the Scottish Open, we're taking a break on Saturday for fog.
Got all fogged up.
Just hit the ball down there and go.
They can't see their ball.
They're going to have to. How many blind tee shots are there? Just hit the damn ball. It's not raining. But
what was that sound again?
That's my air horn.
It's a bad air horn.
It's not a good air horn. Also, Brian Austin Green, he admits that his marriage to his ex, Megan Fox, was spurred on by physical attraction.
Mm. Oh. So it wasn't really the long, in-depth conversations that they had where they fell in love with each other based on that. He just looked at her and said, boobies.
Seeing as how there's a movie.
Boobies.
There's a movie out there where Megan Fox is a robot, a sex robot.
Uh-huh.
And seemed pretty good to me.
I think I saw the spoof of that on YouPorn. Wasn't Megan Fox, though. It was a different vowel.
It was who? Who was it? Was she in a scene with Garth Brooks?
Add a couple X's.
You put the U.
Was that now? Is that spell?
Spells, we'll see you tomorrow. You heard the voice again, didn't you?
Yeah, you don't like my you
know, like the band's done enough. Leave him alone.
You don't like my name? Just glossed right over it.
I got it. See you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the East Outer Belt. And there's a slowdown on northbound 315 between 670 and Lane Avenue. This report is sponsored by Coda. Here's how to have a day at the Columbus Zoo with Coda for less than $10 a person. Step 1, ride the Coda Zoo Bus. Step 2, enjoy the adventure. For more details, visit coda.com/zoobus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.